Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse. And we have with us again, Barry Klitzberg, who is with he's the program coordinator for Nassau County HICAP. And we're discussing Medicare and the importance of it and how to best utilize it and the different plans. And Otto was talking about it. We were talking about, and I have a question. You have Medicare A, you're still employed, okay? But now you have to go into the hospital. So you use your primary, which is going to be your employer's insurance. Does Medicare A then pick up the remainder if there's something left or no?
They can. Yeah. It depends on how much of the hospital bill your employer coverage covers. If it is less than the Medicare approved fee, Medicare can cover the difference or part of the difference. And so it's a very Byzantine formula they use. It's based on the fee schedule. And with the hospital, there are DRGs. So it's based on that payment. If the plan pays less than what Medicare would have paid, Medicare can pick up that difference. Wow. It's a very convoluted formula where if I don't have a smart board behind me and a pen, and about a half an hour to go over the formula, I don't think we really need to go into the details, but it can cover all or part of your responsibility from your employer plan.
That would not be for Barry, excuse me, to discuss, but it is for the person listening to this program to turn around to the billing authority at the hospital and say, okay, you've covered this. Now I'm submitting my, Medicare A card and see if they're going to come back and they're going to give you the answer and say, guess what?
Right.
Doesn't work or it will work.
When you go to any healthcare provider, the first question you get is, what insurance do you have? If you have Medicare, that will go on the claim form, whether it's primary or secondary, they'll put it in. If Medicare is secondary, they'll put your employer plan as your primary insurer, and then Medicare is secondary. And usually there's an automatic crossover, and Medicare would pick up whatever their liability is on that claim.
But the big thing, you said the word automatic. Enrolling in Medicare Part A is not automatic.
The enrollment isn't automatic.
Right.
The crossover on a claim can be automatic.
Right. But if you didn't enroll in Medicare Part A because you think you don't have to, you're not going to get the benefit of Medicare Part A backing you up.
So of course, you have to apply.
It's really a no-brainer that everybody who's eligible should apply for Medicare Part A, no matter what, whether you're working, not working.
Sure. And if you're not working, you really do need to get it because Medicare would be primary.
Right.
If you're collecting Social Security, either because you have a disability and you're collecting disability, or you choose early retirement before 66, if you're on the Social Security rolls, you will automatically get a Medicare card with Part A and Part B. If you don't want Part B because you have your spouse coverage, there's a box on the form you get with the card. Check the box, sign it, and send it back, and you'll get a new card with Part A only. But if you want A and B, and you get a card in the mail automatically because of disability or early retirement, you don't have to do anything.
Now,
take the card and put it in your wallet.
Now, B cost, I'm trying to remember, like $180 or something like that?
$148.50.
Per year?
Per month.
Oh, per month. Okay.
That's your monthly premium.
Right.
Now, there's a deductible, which you might be referring to for Part B, which this year is $203.
Okay.
That's the annual medical insurance or Part B deductible.
So Part B, Otto, and then you go back, we'll go back to Otto. Part B is $148.50 per month with a $203 annual deductible.
That's correct.
Okay.
If you have high income, your Part B premium might be higher. High income would be over $88,000 for an individual. Then the premium bumps up. And there are different thresholds.
Wow.
Based on your income. That's called the income-related monthly adjustment amount, or IRMA, as we call her.
IRMA.
IRMA, right.
So here's something then that I see is that you're liable to sign up. If you sign up for A, you might just tag B along with it, even though you have an employer insurance. And that tag along is going to cost you $148.50 a month. And you may really not going to get that much out of it.
That's why you don't have to take Part B.
Right. But a lot of people may just kind of just do it.
No, a lot of people, we're getting a lot more calls about that because the Medicare handbook has gotten a little more explicit about that. Who pays first? And if you're covered by your employer plan, and if it's more than 20 employees, that employer plan is primary.
Okay.
So I tell people, I said, if you have good coverage with work or your spouse's work, if you have good coverage, you don't have to take Part B. If the coverage is not so good, then we can go into the details whether you want Part B as your secondary to help cover those costs or to drop the employer plan completely, depending on the coverage. I had a company that had a $5,000 deductible and high premiums. And I told the person, I said, look, before you get a nickel of coverage, you got to pay $5,000 in healthcare costs. I don't like that plan because from the get-go, you're out a lot of money. So you could drop that, take Medicare with a good Medigap plan and get a drug plan, depending on your drug needs, and pay under $400 a month for good coverage, as opposed to what you're paying now with work, which for not so good coverage. So it depends on your plan and your healthcare needs.
Well, a lot of people are paying, even though it's an employer plan, they're not getting it for cheap either. It costs them a lot of money to buy the employer plan.
Right.
At least I've heard that from a couple of people I know.
I get that a lot. And I also have to ask people, do you have any family members on your plan? Because you don't want to drop a plan if you have a kid on the plan or your spouse is on the plan and you don't want to leave them without coverage. So again, there are, you know, when I talk to people, I really have to be careful that I get all the information before making any recommendations or suggestions, because I want to make sure that what I tell them doesn't adversely affect them or their family.
You know, this is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No,
well, this is not for the age range of our audience particularly, but a lot of people have children who are, I don't know the exact age, 26 years old or whatever it is, where you are no longer covered by your parents' insurance. And you all of a sudden you're hit with an enormous insurance bill. But this has nothing to do with Medicare because they're so far away from Medicare. But it's a difficult situation to be in.
It is. And I tell people when you hit 26, if you're losing your family coverage because you're on your parents' plan, what you may want to do is go onto the Affordable Care Act Exchange, the NewYorkStateOfHealth.com, and look for plans that might be low cost. The coverage is probably not as good as what they might have had, but at least they have coverage that would cover them for significant health issues.
Right.
And it could be a reasonable cost, especially if you're 26 and just starting out at a job in the workforce. Your income may not be so high, so your subsidy for those premiums might be increased. So again, everybody is different, and you really need to get into the weeds on how these folks can get coverage. And usually I recommend they talk to what's called a navigator for the exchange.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like I hear stories like they're talking $1,000 a month premiums, an outrageous amount of money.
If you go onto the private market, it could be even higher. That's
I've
where
heard I 25 and 2300 auto.
Yeah, I mean,
an exaggeration.
Is there such an organization as HICAP for people in that category?
Those are navigators. And there are a couple of different federally contracted organizations.
Right.
And if you go into the NewYorkStateOfHealth.com newyorkstatehealth.com or newyorkstatehealth.gov, I forget which it is. One of the things, one of the boxes you can click on, if you need help, it will give you a list for each county of the navigators. And they can help you pick a plan. And usually it's going to be a lot less expensive than if you went through the commercial marketplace.
That's good information, frankly. I got a number of grandchildren in that category right now. You know, and for seniors, that's where it comes in. You have children or grandchildren who may be getting into that category, and you can give them some good advice.
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah.
You know, the shame of it is nobody paid attention to the burden that the medical insurance cost throws into somebody's, you know, financial plan, so to speak. You know, years ago, everybody took it for granted. Today, you cannot. In planning, that's a huge piece of a person's salary. Even if you go for a job, my wife specifically, she pays $50 a month for her health insurance. I'm covered on it. And I have literally hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, it seems, in my bills without exaggeration. And if I spend $1,000 a year, that's it. And I don't even think I spend that. A copay here, and it's rare. And that's a gift. And otherwise, you go bankrupt.
It's becoming more prevalent in today's gig economy, where people are independent contractors instead of employees. And as an independent contractor, you've got to buy your own health insurance. So this is becoming more common.
Well, you know, like we talked about the 26-year-old, a lot of them still have student loans that they're also paying off. So between student loans and insurance, they don't have anything left. You know, they're broke, basically. It's a tough situation, I think.
And the important thing, even though they're young, one can never assume that you won't get sick. And say, I'm only 25. I don't have to worry about it for a couple of years. But what we do have to worry about is staying on schedule today. So we're going to take another break. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.